Pope Benedict XVI has written the foreword to a book soon to be published in 7 languages, titled UCAT, which is short for Youth Catechism of the Catholic Church. It is the official catechism for World Youth Day. Emer McCarthy reports.
Written for high school age people and young adults, UCAT is an accessible contemporary expression of the Catholic faith. The popular format includes questions and answers, highly readable commentary, Bible citations and quotes from the saints and other great teachers, and a foreword by Pope Benedict XVI. He writes, "Some people tell me that the youth of today are not interested in the catechism, but I do not believe this statement, and I am certain that I am right. They are not as superficial as they are accused of being. Young people want to know what life really is about." The project, in the Pope's own words, was first entrusted to the Congregation for Bishops by his predecessor, John Paul II. He writes, "After Vatican II, and in a changed cultural climate, many people did not know what Christians should really believe. Thus, John Paul II entrusted his successor with the task of coordinating the work of bishops, theologians, and young people into a book, edited by the Archbishop of Vienna, Cardinal Christoph Schönborn." Pope Benedict writes that he was afraid of this task and confesses his doubts it would succeed, describing its existence as something of a miracle, the labour of many meetings and passionate discussions over individual texts. He then goes on to express the hope that young people will allow themselves to be captivated by the catechism and his certainty that they are far more interested in it than most believe. In fact, he writes, "This aid to the catechism does not offer young people any empty praise. It does not offer them easy solutions. It requires a new life on their part." He continues, "You need to know what to believe. You need to know your faith with the same precision with which a computer specialist knows the operating system of a computer. You need divine help so your faith does not dry up like a drop of dew in the sun, so you do not succumb to the temptations of consumerism, so your love is not drowned in pornography, so you do not betray the weak, the victims of abuse and violence." In one last piece of advice, Pope Benedict XVI goes right to the heart of many young people's concerns about and disillusionment with the Church. He writes, "You all know how the community of believers was recently wounded by the attacks of evil, by the penetration of sin within the very heart of the Church. Do not make this an excuse to escape the sight of God. You yourselves are the body of Christ, the Church. Bring the wholesome fire of your love to this Church every time men obscure its face." I'm Emer McCarthy.